Yeah, so when I have clients who are like, oh, I think I'd like to pivot, I'm like, okay, you're in a lovely position where you have a choice here.
Yeah, exactly.
When the carpet gets ripped out from underneath you, you just have to scramble and get scrappy about how you're actually going to survive.
Yeah, precisely. You got to keep going. You got to make something happen. And you did. Wow, this is just an incredible story.
Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm your host, Morris Sims. I have over 35 years training sales professionals who are actually business owners. And now, hey, I'm focused on helping those business owners run their businesses more effectively and efficiently in today's very fast-paced, ever-changing world. So on this show, we're going to interview some great business leaders and give you practical ideas that you can use today. So, hey, stick with us, please. We've got great things coming out, and it's going to happen right now.
Dr. Angela Mulrooney is our guest today on the Business of Sales, and I'm just dying to get into her story because I don't know how a dentist becomes a branding expert and runs her own coaching and company and is a top best-selling author. Dr. Mulrooney, thank you so much for being with us here today. Tell us your story, please.
Thanks for having me, Morris. So, yes, I was originally a dentist, and I really wanted to be a dentist since I was 2, so I achieved my dream at 24, worked with primarily pediatrics, so worked with kids because I was really shy and didn't deal well with trying to talk to adults, did that for the first 4.5 years, and then realized I had kind of plateaued, and so I decided it was either time for me to go to specialty school or buy my own practice, and the first opportunity came upon my path, and I decided to buy this practice. I was 28. The old dentist that was selling it was 78. So there's a 5-decade generation gap there, and launched into the world of entrepreneurship. Had the wonderful rose colored glasses that we get as entrepreneurs, and really dove in headfirst into this world that I knew nothing about. And it was really great for the first 18 months, and then I hit a wall. I ended up being sued by my team, and the owner died halfway through our deal. Like, all these things started to happen, and I realized I was totally out of my depth. But I got coaches on board. I started to recover. I started to build a brand in the marketplace that catered to people who are afraid of the dentist, and I got these skills on board that allowed me to build a referral-based practice, because a lot of dentists don't really want to deal with people who are afraid of the dentist. And I loved working with those people. They were big cases. They required a lot of hand-holding, a lot of sales skills to be able to find out what these people needed and how I could help them. So that turned into my dream practice. Just as everything was perfect, I had great patients, I had a great team. I was doing the dentistry that I wanted. Then I got injured. And so unfortunately, my career ended overnight, and suddenly I was left trying to figure out who I was without a drill in my hand. So that started a journey of really self-discovery, trying to figure out, you know, how can I contribute to the world? Because I was 32 when it happened, and so I had a 30-year dream that suddenly went up in smoke. So I went back to dancing professionally because that was part of what I had done since I became a dentist. I'm like, well, let's just take a step away from dentistry, get some perspective. So I built my professional dance company. And then the year away allowed me to really start putting the pieces together of, you know, how can I find a silver lining to this massive loss, this massive really strike to my ego that I wasn't expecting in having to really try to figure out who I was again. So I built Unleashing Dentistry Potential, which is a business coaching company for dentists to try and teach people how to niche, how to find their passion, how to serve the patients at the highest level. When I started to build that, I took to LinkedIn and started talking about those three things. And in a year, I went from 200 to 12,000 dental industry followers. And suddenly people were like, how did you do that? Can you do that for me?
I bet they did. Sure I would ask that same question. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if I was a unicorn or if something, I had created something that was replicatable. And so a few colleagues, I was like, I can't promise you results, but I'm going to try this for you and see what I can do. And I was actually able to replicate results. So then I launched Unleashing Influence, which was originally a social media company for high-level professionals. That was opened in January 2020. And you know what happened 2 months later? The world shut down with the pandemic. I had 2.5 full-time employees at that time, and they all said to me, you know, if you need to lay us off, the world is getting laid off right now. We totally understand. And I said, you know what? Let's hunker down and see what we can do with this. By 10 months into the pandemic, we were at 14 full-time team members.
Wow.
And so the company had exploded because a lot of people that I knew were speakers. They were salespeople. They were people who were entrepreneurs who were used to being able to go and network in person or speak from the stage or get on panels. And so their exposure got shut down completely, and they had no idea how to build a reputation online. So They came to me, started working with them, and so that company exploded. Then I decided to move to Nicaragua in January 2021, and a few months into being here, I realized I was sitting in paradise, working 100 hours a week, seeing the inside of my office instead of the beautiful scenery I had moved here for. And so I decided to start divesting. So I sold off my dance company, I sold off my dental coaching company, and I sold off the agency part of Unleashing Influence and niched down into my mastery, which is teaching people how to build their personal brands through LinkedIn and help them to pivot to the entrepreneurial endeavor of their dreams.
Wow. I'm just, wow. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so resourceful. So the resourcefulness that you're showing here is just incredible, to be able to go from being a dentist to doing what you're doing today. And come on, you didn't have a choice. Angela, you were between a rock and a hard place.
Yes. Yeah. So when I have clients who are like, oh, I think I'd like to pivot, I'm like, okay, you're in a lovely position where you have a choice here.
Yeah, exactly.
The carpet gets ripped out from underneath you. You just have to scramble and get scrappy about how you're actually going to survive.
Yeah, precisely. You got to keep going. You got to make something happen. And you did. Wow. This is just an incredible story. Angela, you know, most of our folks are salespeople out there running their own business, kind of like a dentist running his own business or her own business and having to go out and find new people to talk with. What sort of advice do you have for them in building their brand and getting started doing this thing right? Because many of us do it and we do it wrong.
Hey, just a quick reminder, Dan Howington was our guest last week on The Business of Sales, and I got to tell you, that was a wonderful conversation. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Dan, please go back and give that one a few minutes of your time. You can reach Dan at fiveforges.com. That's his own personal LLC. He's also a facilitator at Aslan, ASLAN.com, training for salespeople and professionals. So you can find Dan at either place. Please give him a buzz, drop him a line, check out his website. But I tell you what, Dan's got it going on, and you'll enjoy that show. So give him a listen and let me know what you think. Best wishes.
My biggest advice really is to be intentional. It's scary when you're going to start putting yourself out there, and so people start to go, well, if I do something, it's better than nothing. And that's not necessarily true. You want to know where you're trying to go, who you're trying to contact with, what you represent to the world, and how you actually want to change the world with what you know before you start putting stuff out there. Because once it's out there, you can't really take it back. And if you started to build an audience and you have been a bit of a hot mess in front of them because you haven't been intentional with what you're putting out there, it's really hard to retrain them to see you differently. So what I suggest is start with intentions. You know, what are you trying to do? Who are you going to do it for? Why are you doing this? How is it going to change the world? How is it going to change your world by doing this? And then build the content and the brand behind that. But you want to have that stuff understood before you start throwing spaghetti against the wall, which is what most people do. And then all you do is confuse the marketplace.
Interesting. But it makes total sense. It's like, wow, stop and think about what you're doing here, folks, because just going out there and jumping into the water isn't necessarily going to get you anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's advised often. Like, I've been to so many social media events where they're like, just start. I'm like, well, no, if you're a professional, you don't want to just start. You actually want to have a plan because it's your reputation on the line. It's not like you're just posting cute cat videos. You, as a professional, are trying to educate your audience about what you do and how well you do it, so that they actually want to come to you as a resource. They want to buy from you. And if you're helter-skelter and you feel chaotic to your audience, they're going to be confused, and they're not likely to make you a trusted source. They're not likely to buy from you either.
So tell us more about the doing this stuff online. I mean, you grew your business so well during the pandemic. Do you need to be on every social platform out there? What does your website need to look like? Where do you begin with this stuff for those of us that are not really savvy online?
You do not need to be on all the platforms. I would figure out where your audience actually is and go after that platform. So I pick one, because each platform has their own algorithm. They have their own tactics. They have their own way of boosting your content based on how the platform is supposed to operate. So, for example, if you are trying to go after professionals or you're trying to go after corporations, LinkedIn is the place to be, because you're getting after those decision makers. You can sift through people based on their education, based on where they went to school, where they're geographically located, what companies they work for, what positions they're in. So it is a highly detailed tool to be able to target those right people who are a best fit for what you're trying to go after. And then you want to create content that is appropriate to the platform as well. So if you're trying to do Facebook and LinkedIn and you're trying to put the same content on those two platforms, or you're trying to throw it on TikTok and Instagram as well, the format of the content has to be completely different, because the audiences on each of those platforms have a different expectation of what they're getting out of spending their time on that platform. Mm-hmm. So you can't just recycle one thing to the next platform and think it's going to work.
Interesting. So if I'm on LinkedIn, how do I communicate with those folks? I mean, we talk about content all the time, and I'm into a lot of that kind of stuff. We talk about content, creating content. And it's sort of like putting up a sign. I mean, what do you do to proactively reach out to people, Angela?
So content will take you so far. Mm-hmm. Messaging, sending private messages will take you so far, but when you have those two things working together, that's where the synergy really happens. So yes, you have to go beyond content. Messages that you're sending out, you don't want to hit people over the head with a pitch. It feels awful. We've all had that in our inbox, and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
So you actually want to approach that conversation like you'd approach that conversation when you go up to someone. Like, would you go up to them and say, "Hey, I'm a personal branding expert. I think your personal brand sucks. You should come work with me." Or would you be like, "Hey, how's everything going? I'm Angela. Tell me a bit about yourself." Right? So you can pitch them, which feels like you're being vomited on with someone's intention, or you can actually have an organic conversation the way that you normally would. And people are seeking human connections over corporate connections so much more these days. So if you can come up to them and approach them like a real human being would, they're more likely to engage with you.
My friends, thank you again for listening to The Business of Sales. We appreciate you. Hey, a quick bit of news for you just to get started today. Our friend and mentor, Dr. Randy Marshall, Randy has taught many of us in the world of sales over the years. He makes no apology for his faith and his Christianity. He is in Poland right now, helping with the refugees and providing aid to the Ukrainians. Randy has taught there for several years to help build leaders to plant churches in that country. Now he works to help get them medicine and clothes and food and, even bulletproof vests. So please pray for Randy and his mission and his safe travels on all his many trips back and forth. And if you're moved to help support this work, go to a website. It's tccp.pro. That's the Center for Church Planters. tccp.pro, P-R-O. And share your treasure to help a people who are truly in need of physical and spiritual support at this time. Carla and I have been blessed, and we've given to this organization because I know every penny is going to go to help a family in Ukraine and to spread the gospel. You know, our Lord taught us, as often as you've done this for one of my least brothers, you did it for me. Thank you for your support, and thank you so much for listening to The Business of Sales. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Interesting. So what might that language look like, Angela? Can you give me an example of what we might say? I don't know. I find that most of our folks, most people in the world of relating with others, are very interested in the actual language that they should use. Can you help us?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, one of the best messages that I send out is, I see we're both trying to change the world with what we know. How is everything going? And just leave it at that.
Wow,
and I will have people tell me what their mission is. I'll have people write paragraphs about what is going well or going badly in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But go simple. Don't overwhelm them with paragraphs of information. Send a one or two liner that ask the questions that they aren't feeling like their guard has to come up to answer it.
Wow. That is so easy and simple and straightforward. And why in the world don't we think of those things? We always go to the more complicated answers more than the simple and straightforward stuff. That's cool.
Hey, y'all, hang on for just a second. I got something I just got to tell you. I'm giving away some free stuff, all right? Free stuff. I've got a copy in there of my ebook, Practical Influence, with ideas to help you improve your influence with other people. I've got some great marketing and prospecting ideas that are on an audio file, so you can listen to it while you work out or drive or whenever you'd like to. And we've also got some stuff in there on planning for 2022 to help you make 2022 your best year ever. Just go to morrissims.com/free stuff. That's morrissims.com/free stuff and get your free stuff. It's just that easy. All right, now back to the show.
Simple is always better, especially these days. Like, people are tired. They're trying to sift through a ton of information. If your message is too long, they're going to be going on to the next one.
What do you find is the real key to being a salesperson in today's world? I mean, you see them all the time. You probably work with a bunch of them. What do you think is the real key for these folks out there today who are trying to make a living and run a business, providing help and guidance to other people and providing a product maybe that other people might use to solve a problem?
My biggest advice would be to listen well. And when you're listening well, you're not just seeing if they could potentially buy from you. You're seeing if you're actually going to be able to serve them at a high level. Lots of people will say yes to everything, and then they get into a situation where they are exposed because they don't have the right information to help the person. They're not the best solution for that person, and then that person figures it out, and then you have egg on your face. So you want to be discerning. When you're doing your listening, you're seeing as much to see if you're a fit for them as if they're a fit for you. And the more experience you get, the more clients you get, the more you are able to be discerning and have that list of qualifications that here are the people that I will work with. And if you don't fit within this category, you're going to say no and refer someone else, or you're going to politely back out of the opportunity to work with them. But
hey, I got a question for you. What's your favorite destination for a few relaxing days to unwind and recharge your batteries, or your favorite place to take the family for some big fun? Find that picture in your mind. Go on, do it now. Have you got it? Well, now think about all the planning and the booking and the flights and the reservations and all the rest of those other pesky details that you have to go through just to get to that beautiful picture in your mind. Now, what if somebody took all those details and made it easy? Make it easy for you to get there and do what you want to do. Well, that's what our friends at Small World Big Fun can do for you. They make travel easy. All you got to do is show up and have fun. The great people at Small World Big Fun are going to handle all the details that you want them to handle. You want to go to Disney? Hey, they know all the secrets. River cruises in Europe, Cancun beach trips, Belize maybe, cruise Alaska, or cruise anywhere. You name it, and Small World Big Fun can plan it and make it happen for you. Really, I've been using Small World Big Fun for years, and frankly, so has the rest of our family. We just show up and have fun. Cindy Miner and her 42 other great agents are going to make it easy on you to show up and enjoy life. So go to smallworldbigfun.com or call Small World at 501-831-5211. That's 501-831-5211. Call them now and get started planning for your next trip to that absolutely beautiful picture that you saw back when this conversation began. You know, I can see it now. the white sandy beaches of the Redneck Riviera all along the Gulf of Mexico, and it's calling me. Golly gee, can you hear the waves? Yeah, I can smell the ruby red Gulf shrimp on the grill. Redfish fresh from the boat for dinner and, oh. Hey, Carla, bring me a drink, would you? And adjust the umbrella. The sun's in my eyes again.
Our reputation is more and more important to us all the time. So you do not want to be misstepping. You don't want to be overpromising and under-delivering. You want to be working in your niche of mastery so that you're helping the right people and you're using your best skills to help them so that they have a wow experience every time.
It is all about niches, isn't it? I mean, a friend of mine says the riches are in the niches, and I think he's probably right, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And it's scary to niche. Sorry, I'm Canadian, so I say niche instead of niche. It's scary to niche because it feels like you are leaving talent on the table, which also feels like you're leaving money on the table.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But people want someone who is masterful. They don't want a jack of all trades. Because jack of all trades is master of none, right? People are looking for people who are masterful. And when you're trying to build your brand, you can't be vanilla. If you're trying to be everything to everybody, you're vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
If you are very niched into what you actually do and you know what your claim to fame is in your industry, then you have the ability to stand apart and be easily recognizable to the right client who needs exactly what you are masterful at delivering.
Dr. Mulrooney, you've given us some wonderful thoughts and some wonderful ideas here, and I think you know, you reminded us that simple is best, and that is so very important in today's world. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Business of Sales.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mark.
And best wishes to you. Now, I've got to ask you one more question before we leave here. What attracted you to Nicaragua?
The lack of snowflakes, to be quite honest.
I agree. I spent 20 years in New York, and we left there on purpose.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense. All right. Dr. Mulrooney, thank you again so much. Angela, it has been just a pleasure to chat with you today, and thanks for being on The Business of Sales. Hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely.
For everybody else out there, y'all make it a great week. Have a wonderful time. Go find somebody you don't know and talk to them. You never can tell what might happen. I'll see you again next time right here on The Business of Sales.